Well, we were delighted to win the game, first of all. Secondly, there had been a bit of a hitch a couple of weeks ago, and it isn't easy just for everything to run smooth when you have that setback. But having said that, the girls knuckled down with us 2 weeks ago, and they were determined not to lose this game tonight, and their last 5 minutes, tenacious, holding out, proved that.
He's made a couple of tough calls there in terms of team selection there, Brian, as well. But the players who returned to the squad certainly earned their keep there today.
We told them when we came back in, truthfully, that we were starting with a blank canvas. We couldn't take any history forward with us because we didn't know. So we started with a blank canvas. The girls accepted that. And that enabled the girls who had drifted away to come back into a fresh spirit, full of girls with determination to get thrown back where they should be.
So now it's an Ulster final against Monaghan. It is about pride in the shirt, really, isn't it? And there was a lot of determination there today to try and get Tyrone over the line, first and foremost, into the final.
Yeah, well, that's one thing you have to give them 10 out of 10 for, the grit and determination that they showed. But these girls know that being from Tyrone and the pride they have in Tyrone football and in Tyrone jersey, they should be at the top table. And now they're determined to get back there.
So, an Ulster final against Monaghan. We all know what Monaghan are. They're a quality side. How will you prepare for the next couple of weeks?
We're going to have to prepare very hard. I saw Monaghan beating Donegal last night. They didn't get out of second gear. They are one of the top three teams, along with Mayo and Cork, in Ireland. They know it, and everybody else knows it. So we have a serious task in front of us, but we will not lack for want of effort.
Today, taking us back to the game against Armagh here. Armagh, not surprisingly, they're up for the battle.
Armagh, I knew they were good, but I didn't think they were that good. They actually surprised me. They're a very good team on the up.
It's a loss for them today, Brian, but they're a quality side and they will be knocking on the door in the championship later on.
They will, and who knows, we could meet somewhere down the line and have another thriller.
You're happy enough for the way things have been over the past couple of weeks, Brian, yourself, Podge and Tuffy. It's been he's thrown at the deep end, but you're enjoying it.
We're absolutely enjoying it. We've been around, all of us, for a long time, and we didn't think 3 weeks ago that we'd be in this position. But having got here, we will give it everything we have, and the girls are responding accordingly.
That experience evident on the sideline as well, Brian. No shouting and roaring. It's a very low-key approach by yourselves.
I did all that years ago. I have mellowed, but the girls don't need to shout at them. They know when they're doing right, they know when they're doing wrong, and they can correct a lot of things themselves.